Session number 17 of Reminiscent Captain.
저기 저기 뭐 허이스 보여메 에스리마 뭐 우번아 뭐 있다 뭐 그네게 대프나 인사이 인사이 나프네 쿨로 ויש בו הכשר סוכו and the איצטבו קשירו. So this is the first סוגי of איצטבו. We have three סוגיס of איצטבו. The first סוגי of איצטבו, he built the איצטבו of ניקולו כנגד איפן האמצוי קשירו. רשי לוינס כפשוטו יבוסי רשי נסק עם קשירו. The ganze סוכי is קשירו. דוסי דה הלוכה of קשירו. The רישיינים לוינס קשירו only על ספס האיצטבו. We mentioned from the Rishoini, Rashi learned that Kulo Ksheiro Midin Psal, on them, Pshita, of the Sukkah, that the place of the Itztabo is not Govoya Mehesri Mamo, so Pshita that is Ksheiro. So from this wegen, Rashi was Moichiach, that is Nischadish, the Chiddush in the Sugya, that it's Kosher Midin Psal. This is the Chiddush of the Braise, the Memre of the Gemore, that is Ksheiro Midin Psal. This is the Zog. The Zog is Ksheiro Medin Psal. The Fidel Rishonim, Frank the Ritva in the Ran, so Pshite, the Chiddush, now the same if I care, but it's not kosher mitzad Psal, so I will not be allowed to eat in the Itztabo, Gzeire, that if I will eat in the Itztabo, I will come to eat also in the other part. So Agav, the other part of the Sukkah, they will go to also have the Itztabo, Komash Malo. But if Rashi is Ksheiro Medin Psal, what is in the Rashi in the Veinik? דייפן נמצוי לסתם סוכה בשל שפרניס כמסניסים והרבי סקולו פסח הפני כולו שמגיעים בעזרוי שהאיצטבו לבייז התפרניס הצדונים ואיצטבו בינו נבונים וטיט אז לא שי לב ביטול קוראים וקסוסס אשי וואנס לסייד את החידוש של דסויה אז נדד את הביטול יש בו באיצטבו שיעור של סוכה קטן נשי בצבורי ומשהו דיין הרוי שברובה ושולחון כשאירו כל הסוכה שיש כל הסוכה שיש לו גימא תפרניס as a deal that I don't want to go into the Bale Adikduk they will die in Rashi kol asuko sheyesh lo gimel tfanes what's the pshat sheyesh lo gimel tfanes not the whole suki has gimel tfanes the itztabo has gimel tfanes they're busy with the dikduk aloshon kol asuko sheyesh lo gimel tfanes the whole suki only has not the whole suki has gimel tfanes ba'er shel suki afilu min ha'itztabo ve'al demaninim chalolo miroish ha'itztabo ve'lemalo ונמצא דויפן נמצאי כולו כושר ותפלס הצדודי דורכה והצדה והוכשר בו הרי כאן סוכה קטן וקשירו ואמרינו לכמון פסל היועצים מן הסוכה נידון כסוכה ופרשינו להם יש הכשר סוכה ביחד ועוד יש בסוכה משום ועל הפסל היינו שכח האוסי מפסולס גרם ויקב that's the words פסל, פסולס גרם ויקב שזהו דרכם לאוסס ויועצים מהכשר סוכה שאין לו הכשר תפלס נידון כסוכה ילגח כל הסוכה כמו אישי גדוי לו קשיר So Rashi learns that the chiddush of the itztabo is that not only the itztabo is kosher, kol asuka ksheiro, midin psal. This is the chiddush of the main of the Gemara. And the Rishonim achoy like that we don't say here psal. To be mind me the shayla of the Rishonim, to shtikel adover omum, lo memesad odos bednusach ze. The Gemara daf yutes, all of us learn the sugi daf yutes, the Gemara yutes shteit azeh. The Gemara says, "Psala yoytze min asuka nidin kisuka." Zog the Gemara, "What is psala yoytze min asuka nidin kisuka?" It's all different tirutzim from the Gemara. And the Gemara says, "Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef the Amri Tarvayu, bekanim ayoytze min asuka lifne asuka, you have a suka, and you have schach goes out in front of the suka, umashche veazle chodedoyfen baadayu. You have like." Like a big reish, and then a small little doifen on the other side, and the whole sukkah is kosher midin psal. Keep going. The osel and moshe chad doifen ba'adei, ma'od ha'seim ha'oles be'achar sukkah, komash malo. Zog trashi in the fiutes amudale. U'mashcha ve'az lecha doifen midoifne ha'atzdodim ba'adayu, ma'od ha'seim me'keim adolo imishcha ve'yoyim, ma'amshich doifen ha'sheini ba'ado, מוכח מלסבת באפי נפשוי ועולס בו שבטפוחים בהר של סוכה כמה שמלון זה מן הסוכה הוא ואבא לכשתיים כהלכוסו ושליש זה אפילו טפח ולמים שכעדו רביעי זה כושר it's not מה שכתיל זה פסח and it's kosher so Rashi brings down and what is psal you have two tfanas shleimois and a small little doifen Now the same that the kosher sukkah is only connected, we have three walls. Kamashmalon, the whole thing is kosher. Kishtayim ki ilchosov, vishlishis afilu tefach. The also the wall is not all over. And even so, shtayim ki ilchosov, vishlishis afilu tefach is kosher. So here also, the whole sukkah is kosher. So the case of the Gemara of Psal is, Mimshacha doifen bado, one long wall, a second wall, and a small little wall. And the chiddush is that the whole sukkah is kosher. Till then, frek the rosh by us three kashas. I know by Ashkofa Rishon you think that it's two, but if you look the ear and I see the covenant silence with Daik, it's three kashas. Momaz with the kashas kesidro. The first kasha frek the rosh, he understands at the beginning Rashi kipshutoi. Why you say psal? Midin shtayim ki ilchosov v'shlishis afilu tefach. What steht in the Gzeres HaKosuv von shtayim ki ilchosov v'shlishis afilu tefach? That the last wall doesn't have to be long, it could be even a tefach. So I would think, zog deran, the Rash, the Sukh, shtayim ki ilchosov, if you have two big ones, and 1-7, the Sukh stops there. Mechatei said, goes till then. Zog de aloche psal, no, we say that the wall goes till then. Why? Shtayim ki ilchosov v'shlishis afilu tefach. Now the same, you can't say it in such a long sukkah. Kamash malon, you could say it's such a long sukkah. But the reason it's psal working is from the besmedrash if shtayim ki ilchosov v'shlishis afilu tefach. For the same aloche l'moishim Sinai, that the third wall doesn't have to be a full wall, it could be a little piece. So not only it's enough that it's a little piece and seven, it could be a little piece and a whole big sukkah. Oh, but the besmedrash from psal is shtayim ki ilchosov v'shlishis afilu tefach. It's a branch in the aloche if shtayim ki ilchosov v'shlishis afilu tefach. B'meile, you have two big walls, one small wall. As leim shtayim ki ilchosov, forget, zok de Rashi, what is the chiddush? We know that it's good. Now the same at the loy min karmilse, it's not nikr so much. So if it's not nikr so much, maybe I would think that it's not good. Kamash malon that it is good. Kamash malon that it is good. Aber the chiddush is, shtayim ki ilchosov v'shlishis afilu tefach. I would think that it's not good on such a big sukkah. Kamash malon. So frek de rosh, this is the way the Kovin Sanal is masbir. Frek de rosh, so it's only a loch and shtayim ki ilchosov v'shlishis afilu tefach. It's only a loch and shtayim ki ilchosov v'shlishis afilu tefach. It doesn't have shaykhs to our sukkah. And our sukkah, you can't say such a thing. Our sukkah, you have it's tabor, the rest is lamalo me'esri ma'amor. What is the shaykhis to shtayim ki ilchosov v'shlishis afilu tefach? This is the first line in the rosh. Toch kidei dibu, the rosh switches the question and he answers a better question. This is what the Kovin Sanal is minded. First he starts with halacha shtayim ki ilchosov v'shlishis afilu tefach. Then the rosh kidei drops it. Say, mate, it's not such a halacha. And I will start to ask the kashas differently. First, the pashtas loshon is that it's halacha shtayim ki ilchosov v'shlishis afilu tefach. Frek the rosh. We have gemaras and shas, a sukkah that is a half schach kosher and a half schach posul. Everyone who learns second seder knows a sukkah, a half schach kosher, a half schach posul. You can sit in the schach kosher and you can't sit in the schach posul. You don't say psal. Psal you say psal. Psoiles goyim v'yekev. Psal. But if it's not psoiles goyim v'yekev, the shtakin halachy from psal. Psal you say when you have psoiles goyim v'yekev. But when the rest is schach posul, you don't say the aloche psal. Aber azei, frek de rosh, schach lemalo meesrim, si shpudim shel barzel, it's also posul dike schach, you also can't say psal. When you can say psal? Suke, a normal suke, missing a wall, you say psal. But when you have a problem in the schach, it's like shpudim shel barzel lemalo meesrim, I'm not a good schach, you can't say psal. Bayi shel nifchas, v'sichach al gabov. You only can eat under the schach. You can't eat in the bais. Why? Psal. The Torah says it's schach posul. So how will the malam esrim? You can say psal. This is the second kasha of the rosh. The third kasha of the rosh is similar to the first kasha, but a little bit different. The rosh understands it's not only aloch and shtayim ki ilchosov v'shlishis afilu tefach, but zok perazeh, where the aloch of psal works. As they in the third wall is aloche l'moishim Sinai. That is enough to have a tefach, and you could pull it seven. Psal is mechadesh. Don't pull it seven. Pull it till then. You have to pull it. First first he taught that stam adin shtaim kil chosa, the first kasha. Then he says it's bichlal only in kosher eschach you say psal, in posel psal bichlal you don't say psal. Then he says I'm going back to the first question. Even if you tell me it's not midin shtaim kil chosa, it's a new halacha that is called psal. But what psal says? Asay v'shtaim kil chosa v'shisafilu tefach. It's a halacha to pull that extra wall to make it bigger. You can pull it not only seven, you can pull it till then. Over here you don't have what to pull. It's a gzeras hakosuv that you could pull the third wall. Shtayim kil chosa, the third one is shvache. A little bit. You're right. Gzeras hakosuv is for seven. So psal, pull them till then. Aber it's a halacha that they can shlishis. Aber stand to pull? What do you pull here? What do you memala de itstabo? Nishta is a halacha. So again, it's shtayim shem sholish. The one kasha is stam. As I think a kasha is a halacha psal. Psal is going to be yekiv. It's half possible you can't say psal. Even if psal is alamo, you could say in every halacha. But not as half possible. What is the raya? He doesn't, but the raya is baishen nifchas, shpudim shel baras, and all the gemoras, you only consider the kosher atzad. It's never a tzad that you consider the possible atzad. The Torah says, psal is only neman, and psal is gerim v'yekir. You can't say psal stam. And second kasha is, it's, sishmekzach, and Rashi alein, and Dafyute says, situtzach mit halacha, v'shtayim kil choso, v'shlishis afilu tefach. On them it doesn't stip. You have to have one big wall, the Osmo Stein Kil Chosa Shisafilu Tefach, but maybe there's no Shaykhs to the Sugi Vitzdabo. So we say the first line he puts it down, it's Tama Aloch and Stein Kil Chosa. And then he says, even if the Aloch that the wall pulls, but it's only the Stein Kil Chosa Shisafilu Tefach, you could pull it with Din Psal. The first line he taught is not even a Din Psal. Sarkedaito de lo imuchach mirse, Psal is Mechadish, the Stein Kil Chosa works even in a big Sukkah, but it's Midin Stein Kil Chosa. Then he says, no, it's only a Din Stein. But Klapios Be'etzem is two kashas that we have to answer. One kasha that it's mashma in the sugedir that psal tutzach mishtaim kil chosov shisafilu tefach, and it's not megeth in the itztabo, and even if it's not tutzach, but it's only in tzchach kosher, not in tzchach posu. So lama miyashe both shaylas. We'll start with the second shayla of the Rosh. The pashas is the first shayla if we don't read the first line. The Rosh answers it in the end. So the words of the Rosh are very light, but what's coming on, it doesn't stim b'das Rashi. Zog the Rosh, the last three lines in the Shtiku. Uma shehik shal misuka shechetzi yischach posul. Noidomi, schach lemala michof lemik yischach posul. Ke lepirish rabinutam, keima de min kosher uvein en nifzal el amachmas goivo. Hilkach keima de miksosi ksheiro, idach nilin kipsal ayoyitzi min asuka. Lemala meesim, it's also a kosher schach. Rabinutam said it's mitztarev afilu. It's posul machmas goiva. But avada you could say, psal ayoyitzi min asuka, nilin kisuka. Aber du kannst sagen, psala yoitz min asuka, nilin kesuka. It's a shayne teretz, but lemalo meesim is not called a schach posu, vorai Rabbi Nutam says, it's mitztarof l'schach kosher. A shayne teretz. The only chisol in the shayne teretz is, so in the stipler, if there will be another 10 blat, we could say such a teretz of Rashi. But a second ago, when the Friedrich Kesugye, the whole Yisoy Shit as Rashi was, that Lemalo Me'esrim is a posse keshpudim shel barzel. The words of the Rabbeinu Yishaya. This was the Rashi. Rashi learned that you have to say halal suketnam, because Rashi learned that the top layer is alamol keshpudim shel barzel. And if the top is possible, the bottom cannot be kosher. This is the whole of Avodas Hadvarim. That it's Kishpulim Shel Barzel. If the whole of Avodas Hadvarim with Yirash, that the Malam Esen is Kishpulim Shel Barzel, this was Rabbeinu Yishai's Kashe, so we can't say in Psal. It's the whole Teretz, of the Teis of Rabbeinu Yishai. If you see the Nusach of the Rosh, what was the Kashe? The Malam Esen is Toch Kishpulim Shel Barzel. If it's Kishpulim Shel Barzel, how you could say Psal? How you could say Psal? Toch Kishpulim Shel Barzel. What is the answer? The Malam Esen is not a Schach Posse. The Malam Esen is not a Schach Posse. The Malam Esen is not a Schach Posse? That's the Shittus Rabbeinu Tam. What's the Shittus Rabbeinu Tam? The Malam Esen is not a Schach Posse. It's a Schach Posse. Right, Rabbeinu Tam said it's not a Schach Posse. Aber du tanzt es dann als Chachposu. Aber Rashi rotz, aber das ist das Chachposu. Rashi rotz ist das Chachposu. So the stipler is Miyashe Vazeh. The stipler is Miyashe Vazeh. Rashi Avada learns, the Rosh says, Avada Rosh is going also with us, Rashi Avada, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, is there like, you could say with him, Sa. But if it's not going with Rabbeinu Tam, the Pshat is, Lemalo Me'esrim Lefi Rashi, doesn't have a Aloche, if Schach Posul Be'etzem. Why? It's Be'etzem, the material of the Schach is Pseulis Gerin Le'yekev. The materials of the Schach is Pseulis Gerin Le'yekev. This is the material. Pseulis Gerin Le'yekev. Novos. Vales Lemalo Me'esrim, Rashi learns that it's Posul. Vales Lemalo Me'esrim, Rashi learns that it's Posul. So what is the Pshat? It's not the type of Rashi. Rashi learns, it's not metal. It's wood. It's kosher eschach. Vales lemalo me'esrim. Rashi learns it's not posul and not kosher. Now, we're not doing like tesis that it's not posul and not kosher, and you could build a sukkah under it. Rashi says like this: the lemalo me'esrim is not posul and not kosher, but you can use it. You can build a sukkah under it also. Why you can't build a sukkah under it? The reason you can't build a sukkah under it is because it's garnish. So if a person puts a garnish on top of it, the garnish is not kemandeles adon. It doesn't have a din of a schach posul, but it doesn't have a din of a schach kosher. So it's like air. So till now we learn, Rashi learns it's metal, Tesis learns it's like air, and Rabbi Nutam learns you can be mitzaref l'schach kosher. About it, Rashi learns that you can't be mitzaref it. Rashi learns it's not like air. So what it is? So if we learn like Tesis that it's schach posul, like Rashi, kipshuto, it's very good. But then you can't say psal. Shpurim shel Basel, you can't say psal. So what is the Eitzah? The Eitzah is like this. It's like this type. Rashi learns it's not kosher and not posul. It's gomish. Aber gomish not kemandelese. It's something that cannot be kosher l'sukkah, and it's not posul l'sukkah. It's a garnish. B'meile, you can't use it for schach. You can't be mitzarif it for schach. You can't even build a sukkah under it. Why? It blocks the sun. It doesn't let the sun to come into the sukkah. So if it blocks the sun, it doesn't have a din of a metal. But the sukkah is not tachas kippas ha-shamayim. So the sukkah is not posul on the schach shel gavurah lemalo me'esrim. Now, till now we said Rashi learns it's like metal. This is the reason if we don't say halal sukkah now the top layer every time passes the bottom layer. Rashi doesn't learn it's like metal. It's kemandelese. Oh, but not kemandelese like Tesis lemalo ve'lemayim that I could build a sukkah under it. It's there, but it's not kosher and not posul, it's garnish. But the sun is not shining on the sukkah. So while the sun is not shining on the sukkah, remember while the sun is not shining on the sukkah, remember the sukkah is not tachas kippas ha-shamayim. Right, but Zog the Rosh, we cannot call it Schach Posul in Ganzen. We have to, so the Rosh, the words of the Rosh is Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rosh Avada doesn't mean Rabbeinu Tam Atzmo, because in Rashi himself we can't say it. In Rashi we can't say it. Because if Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam we can say it, but Rashi is Shitoso, if Rashi is the Rishon that has to learn from Psal Lemoshul, the Rosh himself we can say it. The Rosh could say that it's kosher within Psal. The Rosh and Daftes will learn that Lemalo Me'esrim is nish kosher and nish posul. You could build a sukkah under it. The Lemalo Le'shitos is no problem to say Psal. But with that, Rashi is of this time, we have to be mercy. That the change is that till now we thought that it's mamish posul with that Rashi. Saying it's not kosher and not posul, but you can't build a sukkah under it, because if you're building a sukkah under it, it's Kihilu you're building with Techabats. What? This is Gomish. The mele, valitz nash pulim shel Basel. The mele, it could get a shame kosher eschach. And we might say maybe one more word to be masbel disciple. Very good. We mentioned with that Rashi lemoshul that luyatzuya, the halal is not esrim. The schach is kosher, even if it's a lot of layers. Wait, if it's one big schach, halal sukkah not. If you take away the halal, lefi Rashi, the whole schach becomes kosher. I the schach is lemalo me'esrim. The Teretz is Rashi learns the psul is not inside the it's not in the schach. The psul is in the halal sukkah. You're right. When you have a halal sukkah, the schach is posul. But the etzem chalois psul is not in the schach. If the halal is less from esrim, the schach is kosher. So the psul in the schach memalam esrim is posul because he has a halal that is govoya esrim. If we did psal, we don't dance the halal ki govoya esrim. So the man of the schach is not called the posul is schach. The psal will say that the halal doesn't have a shame govoya memalam esrim. So while the psal will say that the halal doesn't have a shame govoya memalam esrim. This is the koyach of the psal. So after the psal, after the din psal, the schach is ki'ilu, not gevoya lemalo me'esrim. The meaning of the schach is kosher. But to master what I'm saying now, I want to say the answer to the second shayla, and then we'll go back to the first shayla. So the vav of the first shayla, we have the leichter nusach from the stipler, that lefi Rashi it's not mamish posul, not kosher and not posul. The meaning of the gabi de aloche psal, it could be mitzarev. We'll go back to it in a second. After we master psal, we'll see that the shayla is meyushiv leichtkeit. On the ganze nusach from the stipler. Let me get first and the second shayla. What is the Rosh's kasha? Of the psal is only shtayim kilchos of shish tefilu tefach. Only shtayim kilchos of shish tefilu tefach. If it's not shtayim kilchos of shish tefilu tefach, you don't say psal. So how here, levala me'esrim, you could say psal? Lama zen the Rosh's teretz. Zog the Rosh. ונראה לי לקיים פירוש רשי דהודה אמרנו לכמון גם בפסל היועץ מן הסוכה נידן כסוכו ומשכך הדויפן בעדי מדקורי לפסל היועץ מן הסוכה על כוחו שער שהתפנס לשייך להיועץ די שייך להרי יש במחיץ השלמס ואחס קצור כדין אשר סוכה ובכלל הסוכה הוא אלו כפרישס לכמון דאחר שעושו מחיץ להשליש הסרוקו ואף על פי שילדי בזיין צפוחים גולי בדייטי מה שאינו בין המחיצס אינו בכלל סוכוסוי ואין לפסל היועצה לו מחיצה אחס אפילו אורחים נילן כסוק זוג דרוש דגמור את דוזן מין מצד שתיים כי ילחוס עוד שיש אפילו טפח if the gemara means that it's not psal no the teretz is zog derosh you have one long wall 1-7 you only had a das that the suki will be till the 7 the man on the other side doesn't have a wall and you say psal ayoitza min asuki what the rosh means the answer so be'etzel is tunus choes How to learn Pshat in the Rosh. The stipler learns Pshat in the Rosh. And this is the Pashas of Borim in the Rosh. The Rosh learns like this, Be'etzim. Rashi says, Psal HaYoitza Min HaSukah. So when you see the words of the Rosh, you could read the Rosh on his own, that the Rosh learns Psal doesn't need walls, doesn't need Shtayim Kiyil Choso, doesn't need Gornish. You could say Psal in any case. For example, a person will have a sukkah like a ches, and then he puts schach for those 10 meters. Psal ha-yitzim in a sukkah, and he didn't get sukkah. When you read the Rosh, this one is the Mashmoyes in the Rosh. His choizer, Psal is no shayches with the Tfanis. Even if you have a sukkah like a ches, and then you have a lot of schach, you could say Psal ha-yitzim in a sukkah, and he didn't get sukkah. So, out the Rosh alein, without no Rashis, we have a teretz. We thought that psal is only when you have one long one, one short one. Shtayim ki ilchoso, zog the Rosh, it's not the pshat. The person that does that the sukkah stops where the wall stops, and psal works ech shaloi. Although you can't, so I'm saying again, if we have the kasha on teretz, we have a kasha on Rashi, we have two terutzim. And the kasha is chach posul, the Rosh says, no, it's kosher. Mala Meisrim is not posul. And the second kasha, psal is only shtayim ki ilchoso? Nein, psal doesn't have shaykh, it's a shtayim ki ilchoso, shla filu tefa. Every time when you have schach outside the sukkah, you can say psal. This would be if you only have to learn Rosh. So this type. Aber the Meisrim, we saw the Rashi in the few tests, and the Rashi in the few tests stayed, that shtayim ki ilchoso, shla filu tefa. See, we have two esbeirim. I want to be mazbir, what we're coming to be mazbir. That Rashi himself in the few tests explained that Psal is working with epis from the Hareyu ki Shtayim ki Ilchoso v'shlish esafilu tefach. Rashi is using the moshel of Shtayim ki Ilchoso v'shlish esafilu tefach to explain to us what is Psal. Rashi is using the moshel of Shtayim ki Ilchoso v'shlish esafilu tefach to explain what is Psal. So while Rashi is using the moshel of Shtayim ki Ilchoso v'shlish esafilu tefach to explain to us what is Psal, So we have to be masbir Pasal with the Rashi. Again, David Klor, on the Rashi, on Shiabudim to different Rashis. When you read the Rosh, the Mefoshim and the Rosh have it very easy. It was a Kasha, Vos Pasto Psal, Shtaim Kiv Choso, and it's Chach Posum, the answer to Malam Maestrim is not Posum, and it's no din of Shtaim Kiv Choso. Psal you say when you want, you could say Psal. Even if you had three walls like a ches, and then a long piece of star going out, you'll say psal. But Rashi is a knishtas. Rashi in the Vyutes says that psal is like shtayim ki ilchosu v'shishta filu tefach. So here we have two hezberim, on Herzog Heimgut. The Stipler's hezber, it's one way, and the Birkas Yankiv's hezber. And we'll mazbel both of them with an afkemin ala maisa. The Stipler is mazbel like this, in the Meiri state as David the Stipler. Rashi says, "Shtaim ki ilchoso." I'm sorry. Psal ayoytze min asuke niden kesuka. It's not stam as our word. Psal ayoytze min asuke kesuka. It can work with gosh. It has to work that we take the mechitzas of the suke and we stretch them. You can't stam say psal. You have to stretch. You have to stretch. Like Steinkim Chosom Eshlish Sefilu Tefach, you take the last wall and you stretch him. This is Psal. Now be a soidoi. If you have a sukkah like Ches, you also could stretch it. You don't have to have Dafka Mam Shicha Doifin Badei. But you have to have what to stretch. You have three walls, you could stretch it. You have to have what to stretch. If you don't have what to stretch, as they state in Rashi, Yudalad Amud Beis, the last line of Yudalad Amud Beis, Rashi says, if you have a sukkah and you have sach in front of the sukkah, no walls, you can say psal. You stretch the walls. Say the pashas. But you have to have what to stretch. You can't stand, get up and say, I'm saying psal. But as they, what are you stretching in its table? You have walls, what are you stretching? The teretz is, Zog de Meiri, you stretch the its table. Zog the Stipler, Nafkimine, you're not allowed to eat on the floor under the level of the Itztabo. Because the way it's kosher is, I stretch the Itztabo. V'tzol chiyun, shalei niska b'poiski. She says, maybe you could eat your medin choyre asuke. But be a soida, you can't eat it. Because psal is not, in a second we'll say the other tzad of psal. Psal is not a pshat if one part is kosher, but maybe the other part is kosher. This is not a pshat in psal. Psal has to have zot rashi. K'boi shtayim ki ilchoso v'shlish tafilu tefach, that is nischadish in the aloche, that we stretch that wall. This is the chiddush of shtayim ki ilchoso v'shlish tafilu tefach, that we look at that wall and we stretch him over, ki'ilu he's all over. The aloche of psal has to work with a stretch. And he says, as they state in the Meiri, veroim vemoishchim ha'itztabo. The Meiri says, Klo. No, it's not because Hashem shtayim ki ilchoso, it's a marshal. Like in shtayim ki ilchoso afilu tefach, that wall stretches. This is the yesod of psal. Rashi is giving a marshal, what is psal? Psal works, you have a little bit, and we stretch it. Not I'm reading from the aloch l'moishim misina. You never read aloch from aloch l'moishim misina. Rashi is doing a mushul. You stretch the wall, you stretch also here the wall. This is the first mahalach, the das Rashi. That the Hainu Rashi learns. I'm saying, in the Rosh Alein, you could say the Yishleima Psal works anyways. No stretching. And if you learn the Rosh Kipshutoi, you're allowed to eat in the bottom. But in Rashi, we can learn Kipshutoi because Rashi says in the few tests, it's Mishtashayim ki ilchos v'shafilu tefach, Zog the stipler, we stretch. Now, here I want to be Moisif one Oisof. You could stop in this chaylik, Bedas and Stai, Bedas and Rashi, one mehalach in Psal. So basically we have two mehalach in Psal. You can shoot it in the Rosh, Psal, one part is good, everything is good. On Avone, on Gornish, you could eat in the whole Sukkah. And we have the Avone, the Das Rashi, that the Gedler of Psal is, as every Shtayim ki ilchos of Shisef ilu Tefach, that you stretch. Here also you stretch. Let me to be masbir. If you stretch, that's what I'm good. If you stretch, so you stretch the itztabo. After you stretch the itztabo, it's keilu stretch. So there's no halal esrim. So the schach is kosher. So it's not a posel schach. So you're not kashering nidin psal a schach lemalo me'esrim. The psal makes that it's not lemalo me'esrim. So the first kasha is also miyushiv. Ipsal says, if this is kosher, this is kosher, but I can't say it in schach posuk. You're right. How it starts, I don't know. But after you do the psal, lemais in the end of the day will not be a halal esrim, because medin psal, the halacha will be keilu the yitztabo is here. So keilu is no halal esrim. So keilu is no schach posuk. I want to explain. And shpudim shel bazel is nothing what to do. They stay metal. Here, not the psal, they're not the malam esrim. You're right, you don't say psal is chach posu. But if I'll say psal, it's not a chach posu. So the Tosefes Avon, again, to have it, kisei derat vorim. You learn the Rosh Kepshutoi, we have a Kasha and Rashi, one Teretz in Nishkin posu, and psal hot Nishkin Shaychas to Purim. Gamaru, out is Meyushev. We said, in Rashi is Yishver, so in the first shot, we said a psal itzef on the stipler, we have a itzef on Rashi. The Stibler says no, it's a Avonah in Rashi. Rashi is a mushroom. Psal is a Mahalach, you pull the wool. This is the Avonah, you pull the wool. If the Avonah is that you pull the wool, the man is very glad. You can't eat under the Yitztabo. So the Stibler wants, in the end of the Shikl, brings this Nafkamina, to be Mamchish what he's saying. That the getter of Psal is that you have to pull the wool. The man here, you pull the Yitztabo. If here you have to pull the Yitztabo, the man is like the Stibler, you can't eat under the Yitztabo. And we say the mele, it could be the schach is not the malam esri. Could be the schach is not the malam esri. Because after you pull the yitztabo, and the yitztabo is pulled till the end, it's not a schach, the malam esri. Now, I want to be moisif one more yisof. The poiskim, the ochlaner, and other poiskim have a zashayim. Declare like this. Lefi Rashi. Lefi Rashi. So we said now that psal, you have to pull one wall. You have to have mamshich hadoifen ba'adei, or you don't have to have mamshich hadoifen ba'adei. You have to have that one wall already is pulled, and then you pull the rest, or you don't have to have it. I want to be masked. We explained that before what the Stibler said, the Rosh is mechadesh, that psal, we say psal. One chelik of the sukkah is kosher. The ganze chelik of the sukkah is kosher. Does it halacha from psal? Does it halacha from psal? The stipler is masbul lefi Rashi. We pull the wall. Say, we're masbul, and also here we pull the yitztabo. Now we have to clear a shaila. And this halacha that we pull the wall, we pull the yitztabo. The Gemara said there in the Yutes, the mimshach chad doifen ba'adei. One wall is already good, and we mechadish psal. And the second wall. One wall goes straight, the other wall is short. The chiddush of psal is that we take the other wall and we pull the other wall till the end. This is the chiddush of psal. What would it be if we don't have one big wall? Like Loshon HaGemara, Mim Shachad Doifen Ba'adei. Both of the walls are short. You could pull both walls or not. From the stipend's point, why not? Psal the chiddush is, I pull. Here we pull the yitztabo, here we pull the walls. When I say it's mashma and Rashi, you dalad amud beis, you have schach in front of the sukkah, you pull it. Some achroinim, the ochlaner bayos, they have a deal. Loshon HaGemara was that one wall was already big, one wall was short, and then you say psal. But if you don't have one wall pulling out, you can't say psal. What? This is this deal. Why do you have to say that one wall is big? What? If you say that in both walls you could pull, why did Gemara say this is the Duke of the Ochlaner? It's not such a stark Duke, because you could be Duke of the Duke. The Gemara says a chidush, that even one wall you pulled out, even the one wall you pulled out, and the other one you made short, so Goliath died that you don't want the other one to go more, even so you say psal. One wall went away, one wall was short. If I do two shorts, maybe I wanted to go weiter. I don't have money for a long sukkah. But if I make one, this, the Rosh says this word. Goliath died, then he doesn't want. So again, the halacha is that in psal, we pull the walls. That's the halacha. We pull the walls. Now we have a suffix. If we could pull walls, even if we don't have chad doifen ba'adei, or only if you have chad doifen ba'adei. If you don't have chad doifen ba'adei, then you don't pull the walls. And say, Belomdas, Mechates, you have to have Chad Doifen. If the Chiddush is that you could pull the walls, Mali Chad Doifen, Mali Trey Doifen. You could pull the walls either way. The Tzadok Lanel Mishtazay is a deal. And Lashon HaGemara, the Gemara said, the Mimsha Chad Doifen Badei. The Gemara said that you only can make psal if it's Mimsha Chad Doifen Badei. If it's not Mimsha Chad Doifen Badei, you don't say psal. If it's not Mimsha Chad Doifen Badei, you don't say psal. So I'm saying, could be the Gemara is Lav Dafke. Could be the Gemara is Taki Lav Dafke. But if the Gemara is Dafke, Frek Doch Lamer, by us, we don't have Mimsha Chad Doifen Badei. How the Stipler is saying by us, you pull the Itztabo, but where's Mimsha Chad Doifen Badei? By us in the Sukkah Shul and Malam Esim Amo, we don't have the Mimsha Chad Doifen Badei. By us, we don't have the Mimsha Chad Doifen Badei. So how by us we say Psal? Again, we have one side in Psal, we don't pull walls, we don't garnish. If a part is kosher, the whole thing is kosher. The Stipler said, no, we pull the walls. Now you could say, if you pull the walls, only in both walls you could pull. This is the Pashtus. The Mele Bayozak, the Stipler, you pull the Itztabo. But the Uchlanel says, but why the Gemara in the Futes had to say, one wall is big and one wall is short? Then the Gemara says, you have a sukkah, v'kalim yoitzim lifnei ha-sukkah, and you say psal. Maybe you could answer it. So the Uchlanel wanted to learn, you only say psal if one wall is big. Then you say psal. But if you don't have one wall big, you don't say psal. I said, you don't say psal if you don't have both walls big, if one wall big. If you have one big wall, then you say psal. On them, you don't say psal. So the shaila is, Frank the Uchlanel, so what does it say by us to say psal? What does it say by us to say psal? What does it say? By us is no Mimsha Chad Doifen Badei. So the Chazanish wanted to say a chidush that you can muchach la'aloch lemaise, that even that you have to have Mimsha Chad Doifen Badei, it doesn't have to be a kosher wall. It could be a stammer wall. It says la'aloch. You have a sukkah like a ches, then you have one big wall goes weiter. That wall doesn't reach the schach anyway. If there's one wall, so you could say, here also you have the two walls. But you have a wall, even if it's not a kosher wall, you could say psal. Even if it's not a kosher wall. And that's like the Chazanish. At least one wall. You have two walls here. Here you have at least two walls. Maybe part of my soul is not called a wall. But if you have a wall, you have to have walls. But I think Belomdas, if you think of Belomdas, I think we could answer the Chazanish better. You don't have to come to the Yisoid that you could have a post on a wall to say Mimsha Chad Doifen Badei. By us, after you are saved, Psal, both of the walls will be kosher. So it's like a circle. So Mele, you could say Psal here. Here you will have the Mimshach Doifen Badei. If you are safe, Sal, the sukkah will finish in the end of the walls. So you will have a Mimshach Doifen Badei. Dear, if I will not have a wall, and I will explain Pshat, I think I heard it once from Shulzam, and I'm not sure. He said like this. Dear, if I will not have a wall, so in the end of the day, a person will sit in the sukkah, outside is Gomish, no, Midin Psal is a part of the sukkah. Where? What? If you have one wall, oh, Shina Mahalach. Here, after the psal, the person is inside the sukkah. So there's no chisal to say the psal. Dear, if you don't have Mimsha Chad Doifen Badei, so what is the psal? This is the sukkah. What connects the outside part to the inside part? At least one wall. Chaznish an apostle of wall. Say no. Mashaegin by us. If you will have, after your kasher the sukkah, the whole sukkah will be kosher. The whole sukkah will have the walls. So after you kasher the sukkah, the whole actual sukkah will be inside the sukkah. This is the reason you could say psal.
Why is minatzar possible?
What?
Minatzar.
We'll get minatzar. This svar is a big nafkimina. So again, so we have two ways to learn. We have one way to learn that the Rosh means the answer. When I say get it because Yadkevetz and Medas Rosh, that the Rosh means the answer. Psal Hotnishkin Shaykhis to Shtaim Kilchosov Shisafilu Tevach. It's a Moshe Be'alme. The Rashi is Lavdavke. Psal says if one part is good, the whole part is good. No Shaykhis to pulling walls. The Stibler says no. In Rashi state that he has slated Psal, you have to pull a wall. And here you have to pull the Itztabo. And the Nafkiminas of the Stibler, if you could eat in the bottom part or not. Now we had a Sofer. The fear is typed that you could pull the walls. Or even if you're also pshat, you could pull both walls. That's the pashtus. Zog da uchlanero, but loshen the gemore is the mimshach ad doifen bado. So we could say that the gemore is lav dafke. We could say that the gemore is taki lav dafke, is vichifus anoka. But if we say it's dafke, freg da uchlanero, both with our sugya, where is the mimshach ad doifen bado? So the chazanish says you could have a postal wall, you don't have to have a kosher wall. You could have a postal wall to be mimshach bado. And we're saying no. Has to be that in the end of the sukkah, you'll have walls around the sukkah. Lama Yitzchon, the second chelik from the sukkah. The second Yitzchon. Zog the Gemara as it. Umin Atzad. So do you only have two tfanis? Im yesh misfas yitztabo velakoysa daledamus psulo, pochis me'arba ames ksheiro. Dear, if the second, the third wall is pochis me'arba ames, so you say doifin akuma. And if love is kshero, so the Gemara Michael Mashmalon, the Amrin and Doifen Akumo, Tanin a Bayish and Nifras Vesichach al Gabov, Im Yesh Ben Akoyse La Sichu Da Adam is Psulo, Pochis Mikal Kshero. Mal the same also with the Chazi al Doifen. So it's a kosher war. It's far away, so you say Doifen. Aber loch a Dolei Chazi al Doifen, it doesn't start to say Doifen Akumo, Eim Eloi Ko Mashmalon. So the Gemara is the Gvoya Michof Amo, Bebono Yitztabo Ben Tziriso. Im Yesh Mitzvaz Yitztabo, Bele Doifen Arba Ames, Lechol Ruach Ruach Psulo. Pochis Men Arba Kshero, you say three Doifen Akumets. Maiko, Mashan Amrin Doifen Akumo, Hainu Hach. Mal the same Doifen Akumo, Meruach Achas Amrinen, Aber Kol Ruach Ruach, Loi Ko Mashmalo. Frag the Ritvo, but this we also can know from Bayis Shen Nifchas. Bayis Shen Nifchas, we also have Doifen Akumo from three walls. Zog the Ritvo, yeah, Aber Dier, it's Chazel Doifen. So we have to have a chidush that the arba ruches, even that it's loy chazel edoifen. Zog the Ritva, we also know that. Because we know already doifen akumah that it's loy chazel edoifen, and we know arba ruches. Oh, but the chidush is that we say arba ruches, even that it's a posel edoifen. We have to know what is the chidush. After I know one and I know two, I can myself figure out the third one. Again, the first chidush is, doifen akumah, frankly, I have a baish and nifchas. No, dear, the wall is a good wall. That is another chiddush four sides. I also know from Bayis Shen Nifchas. Yeah, but there also it's good walls. But after I know by us that Doifen Akumah works even when it's not a good wall, and I know by us that Doifen Akumah works for Arba Ruches. But I need a chiddush that from Arba Ruches when the walls are not good, even so I say Doifen Akumah. Umasper it. Lama zan Rashi. Boches with Adam is Ksheiro Sheafu Uchshor Al Yoda De Kaimelon Halocha LeMoishe Misinai. ומכשיר עיסוקה על ידי הקימס דויפן עד ארבעה מסחוסו משהו ורואים שכח האליון המחובר לדויפן הרוחוי כאילו מן הדויפן העצמוי ואוקום עד כנגד ספס היצטבו וכאן מוידד עם הסגויביהם מספס היצטבו ולמעלו ואף על פי שמתחתו נמשך כלפי חוץ הויל ורוי שאין הכל ליד כאן על כל חוכזו גוי וחלולו והרי סנעת חלולו מתחתו. So Rashi learns, what is the pshat doifen akuma? The pashtus advorim in Rashi, state in Rashi, you curve the wall like a reish, and the wall curves and it becomes antapa itztabo. Frekt Rashi, but the wall is lemalo me'esrim amo. So Rashi, but the cable shenei kama koisel, we will look like a reish, not like it pushes. It goes like a reish. Has to be like that, it's muchachba. Then it goes like a reish. Frekt Rashi, but it's lemalo me'esrim amo. So Rashi, but because it's above the Itztabo, so here is the height of the Koisel, so here is the place we measure the height of the wall. First stop, we have a Givaldi Kazakh. So Rashi has a kasha, the wall is a Malam Esri. So Rashi, it curves, and it leans on top of the Itztabo. The male is Zeu Goiva Chalolo. So first we have a terrace that the Yeshua's kasha. Yeshua asked the kasha, why Rashi has to have the Itztabo Sheva v'mashu? It's enough to have seven. The Torah says, Rashi says the only way you could kasha the wall, it curves, and it goes above the istaba, and here you measure the height. If the istaba is 7, and the wall has to go above the istaba, the sukkah is less than 7. So you have to have 7. Rashi says, Rashi, Rashi doesn't say like you. Look inside Rashi. What Rashi says? Al sfas ha'isulal liyad. No, sa'isulal is not sfas. It's the bitzada istaba. Sfas is epis on top, mashu. And now that Rashi says, "Ve'al kochoch shama goy v'chalolo," and Rashi says, "Dir lechalal is esri." This is the test of the Nachshon's kasha.
Bow.
But first, Rashi says how Beifin Akuma works. It curves. It goes on top of the istabo. I the wall is lemalo me'esri. So Rashi, the test is, but it goes on top of the istabo. Here is the measurement. Rashi is not to shvel again. Rashi says, "Alamol chalal suketna." In the minute that this is the walls, this is called Chalal Sukkah. For Rashi, you don't measure if it's the Maisa Gavoya or not the Maisa. How much is Chalal Sukkah? Chalal Sukkah is less than Mesri. Why? Because the walls curve on top of the Itztabo. The Al Kochoch Shama Goy Bechalolo. The Mela, we have to have Sheva Vemashu. I said before, we said a different time. We said in this Rashi. You have to. What? Same business. What? So, yeah, it's actually said for the whole studio. We'll see about the Tzmuchach and Rashi, a lot of places, that is the Pshat, and Deifin Akuma. So, long again, it's Ishpel, I want this to make a Chol of Deifin Akuma, and that's a Sugi Gdoilo Meoi, and then Stiris, Aloch, Shulchan Aruch, I want them to start with the Dvor. The Ram, and the Agos Ashri and Simon Gimel, a medayik in the Rashi, that Rashi learns that the way Doifin Akuma goes, it curves. And Chas v'Sholom to learn like people that learn in Rashi, that it becomes crooked. Why? Rashi later in the Yud Zayin, and the Ram brings it down by us, Rashi says he has a raya how Doifin Akuma goes. The halacha is, if you have schach posul on the sides, these arba ames, you say Doifin Akuma. But if it's Avir, you don't say Doifin Akuma. If it's Schach Posul, Ad Arba Ames, you say Doifin Akuma. If it's Avir in the sides, even Sholosh Shvochim, you don't say Doifin Akuma. Why? If Doifin Akuma means that the wall moves, we'll see about the other pshat, or that the wall falls through it. When it's here, it's easier to push down the wall. It's easier to move the wall. Or it's even easier to move the wall. If the wall has to turn over and become a wall, if it's missing something, you can't make it to a wall. Zog deran, the mele doifin akuma lefi Rashi, the wall curves and it turns over. The second pshat zog deran, no, doifin akuma means you move the wall. Aloch el Moshe Misinai, ki ilu the walls moved near the sukkah. And this is what Rashi said, oba azeh in avir, it's much easier to move it. Zog deran, a first nefkemina. What is the difference if the wall curves or the wall moves? Zog deran azeh. If the wall curves, you can't sit under the walls. Because you're not allowed to sit under a wall in a sukkah. If the walls move, you could sit in the side. Why? Midin psal. Midin psal. I know what you want to ask in a second. Again, if the walls curve, you can't sit under the walls. Why you can't sit under the walls? And it doesn't make a difference that it's psal. But you're under the wall. Under the wall, you can't sit. If the pshat the walls move, you could sit under the wall. Why? Zog deran azeh. Lefi Rashi b'etzem the sukkah had to be within psal. But what? If the walls curve, you can't sit under the wall. This is pashut. If the walls move, it's ke'ilu they move, but they didn't really move. So the ma'aseh is there, so I could sit here. He asked me if it curves. If it curves, but the only reason that it's kosher, because we look at it like a wall. So where I'm sitting under the wall. When the walls move, below this, the kosher, ki'ilu the here. So below this is kosher. But the ma'aseh, I have schach till there, so I could sit there. You're right, to make it close to you, Shmuel Mokhe, the Teisarosh says that li nira, that if the wall moves, you can't eat because you're eating in the back of the wall. That's what you want to ask. Tesarosh, Shemchav and Tesarosh. I only see the Tesarosh, but we're not learning Krum. Yeah? But the two stone in Maklo. One side, it's curves, one side it moves. So Tesarosh, like Shmuel Molchem. You're in the back of the wall. Tesarosh says, you're not in the back. You're not in the back of the wall. But here's the Nafkimina. If it's Medina that it curves on the Tesar, the Ran, you cannot sit, you're sitting on the wall. Now, stop, the Hilchish Pshat, before Lombus. So the Firashi is a Modne Zach. And the first Itztabo state, Ksheiro. Ksheiro means the whole Sukkah. Medin Psar. The second Itztabo state, Ksheiro. The Firashi is on the Ran, it's only on the Itztabo. It's not, it's Shver Bepshat, but not so Shver. Because in the first one, we had a Kashe Pshite. The whole Chiddush was Medin Psar. And the second one is not Pshite already. And so Chiddush Medin Psar Deifin Akuma. The Ran says the second Nafkemine. We'll start it today. It's a big dose of the Gatzer of Kiveiger and Chiri Yudbeis. But I want us to start the Ran. Tomorrow we're going to the Ran Balchove. What would it be if the wall doesn't reach the Schach? The wall doesn't reach the Schach. Zog the Ran like this. If the wall curves, you can't. Why? Because you have to say Gudasi and then Defen Akuma. You can't do it. But if the wall moves, you could move the wall. Why? So Rav Kiveiger explains like this. Trei hilchas eloy amrinen. Trei hilchas eloy amrinen. You can't say good asik and then doifen akuma. Masha'en ken, if the wall moves, zog the ran, then you could say it. Are you asking me it's also trei hilchas? That's what Shem Tamar will explain.